That's Ghost BC, baby, and I'm sure you all agree that that jam is going to be very difficult for anybody else to climb on top of, you know, climb over top of, and have any opportunity to get the attention, I think, of the music-loving and music-following and music-absorbing public. I think that that group, they are Scandinavian, and that's not either good or bad, you know. I don't want you to think I'm judging them on that basis, but definitely a Scandinavian-sounding vibe there. You know, I'm hearing all kinds of abominable snowman kind of shit, you know. I don't know. Anyway, welcome, y'all. This is Derek, and I'm going to have my friend Dale Weber here in a minute. Dale, you coming in?
Yeah.
All right. About ready? All right, I'm going to hand it off now to Dale Weber.
All right.
All right, real good, Trudy. And it's Dale Weber here tonight. I got a lot of good jams for you tonight. I don't want you to feel like I have not been working hard. I got some jams tonight that I very much want you to hear. Because I think it's time to get this bitch refueled and get it back on the road. Y'all agree with me, Dan? Let me check this out, man. First thing I want to do, go OG on you. And I don't think anything a little bit more OG than the current sound, Chelsea Graham. All right. So anyway, that's not Chelsea Graham, that's Spencer Davis. Running from my arms. Woo! The final two games that I'll discuss are Trump and Ben Carson. Both of them, I like it. I said, though, Donald and Ben, I do not believe either one of them is going to be our nominee. I don't believe either one of them are going to be our president. I think both of them, their campaigns have a natural arc. Ben, this is Senator Cruz on Carson and Trump. This is so my approach, much to the frustration of the media, has been to bear hug both of them and smother them with love. Yeah, because you know, you know, whatever the fuck your name is, Cruz. If they put that motherfucker, I swear, I'd much rather have that guy Trump than Cruz. Jesus Christ, anything but that motherfucking Cruz. Anything. All right, we had 6 minutes here, so we'll go to 36 here. What is this goddamn show I'm watching? Jesus fucking Christ. Is he getting a vasectomy? The guy's soaked in sweat. Exit info. Yeah, burn vasectomy, milkshake pong, life in pieces. That's the name of this show here. James Brolin. Is this a movie? Season 1, episode 10. Okay. Diane Wiest. Okay, whatever the fuck. All right, what am I doing, man? I had a vasectomy. Boy, oh, this guy is sweating fucking buckets. They gave me a Valium. I didn't need it either. I didn't need a Valium. I didn't need shit. They gave me a Valium, though. And I had the goddamn vasectomy while I was laying on my back reading a fucking Beavis and Butthead book. Now, that's the goddamn truth, and there's two witnesses to that. My ex-wife, Maria, and Dr. Himmel. Is it Himmel? Kyle Himmel in Westlake Village, California. Both of them, and he did a great job. And did my balls swell up, and did I have to put ice on them, and was I in agony? No. No. None of that shit happened, man. I mean, just, I believe it was because I was not meant to father children, which is probably a very good thing, you know, if you get right down to it. I like kids. I like kids in small doses. That's the problem. You know, it's not that I don't like kids. I like kids. To be a parent, though, is a whole other thing. To be a parent is to do stuff even though the kid doesn't like it. It's to be, it's a lot. There's a lot of shit going on there, man. I can't, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I shouldn't. So that was my thing. Let me turn the fan back on before I die. Please don't. I hope it doesn't bother you. Okay. I'm going to do a General Galen Shaw show. General Galen Shaw. And we're going to be doing the Phil Henry Show. Oh. Now, let me go to this gentleman, Bob Bakian. And I don't have any idea. Mr. Bakian, go right ahead. Thank you very much, General Shaw. See, I say Selak, man. I got pork pie. And you got pork pie. You know, no, General, there's no point. There's no point in what?
Asking the man what he's saying.
Okay. I could feel the heart breaking in your heart. I can feel the rumble. Yeah. Man, I'd love to get like a blues cat just an old school blues disc jockey to do a heavy metal show. Then I'd like to get a beautiful music announcer, like one of those guys who used to go, "That was the sound of Bonavani here on KBIG and KBIG FM." This is how they used to do it, because there was an FM and an AM. And so they were broadcasting on both. They would simulcast. And my dad was huge on that goddamn beautiful music shit. Montavani and I don't know, man, just the strings, Holiday for Strings, is that what it was? And Percy Faith, you know. And we had a couple of big, beautiful music stations in L.A. back in the 60s. One of them was a station called KPOL. Man, you got to be old school to remember KPOL. KPOL eventually morphed into a mellow rock station. They played rock and roll. Jack Popejoy was the program director there, and Jack Popejoy eventually went over to KNX and became a newsman. But I met Jack Popejoy because I applied for a gig there in the late 70s. But back in the 60s, and KPOL was right off of the Hollywood Freeway. You can still see it. It's probably another station now, but you could see it all the time right off the Hollywood Freeway on Hollywood Boulevard. It's just on the other side of the Hollywood Freeway. And KPOL and KPOL FM, Los Angeles. And now the music of Bonavani and Holiday for String. You know, it almost was, they almost announced like it was... what the fuck is... This goddamn camera, I'm telling you, is pissing me off. The fuck is the problem? Don't fucking piss me off. My man. You fucking... You've... All right.
It's okay.
I can hear the rumble inside your face. Can you hear the rumble?
Can you hear the rumble? God, I can see the rumble inside the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a heavy metal band.
Yeah, we're called Ghost. I can hear the rumble. Then we do, I'm back in the saddle again, you know? And we do another song called, you know, we do a lot of shit.
Former Oklahoma City officer guilty of rape. Look at this guy. His life is over. Oh, this poor man. I mean, I say poor man, motherfucker. This guy, he is just, he's destroyed. He's destroyed. He's guilty of rape. Shit. There's some fucking, there's the face of reality for you, baby. There's a face of reality. That's a guy who is not a psychopath. That's a guy who knows he fucked up. That's a guy who knows he's fucked his life up. That's different from a psychopath. Is the guy who sits there with a calm demeanor saying, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to beat this. I was not there, and I will prove. But that's a guy who's guilty, knows he's guilty, knows he's fucked his life six ways to sunset, and he's wondering, what is he going to do? You know, what is he going to do? You know, he's not keeping it together very well. In a situation like that, you got to keep it together, man. Wow. All right. James Brolin and Diane Veist in a show called Life in Pieces and Big Joey. That's pretty funny. All right. Now, what was I going to tell you guys? I had some... Oh, one of the things I'm going to be telling you guys tonight is the Milwaukee Lions shirt. This is the front. If you want to see the back of it, go online. Go over to the store. Okay? And Bozo's Pep Pills. So that's the front. The back says, I gagged her number 15. Now, yes, we are going to be coming out with shirts that have the players' names. 57% of Americans oppose... opinion on Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. favor 42. What? Among independents. Among independents, 55% oppose. Naturally, among correspondent for Vice on HBO, Ahmed Sihab Eldin. It's a wild world, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And it's hard to know what.
I read an interview with Ronda Rousey, and she's She's not doing too good. She's not doing too good at all. Oh, sure, you've heard that she's tough. I suppose she is, but in the overall, all folders, no.
I can feel my heart breaking in your heart.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the world on my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I got the world on a string. I don't know, man. I'm not nuts about that, you know. The thing I gotta do is...
Can you hear the rumble?
Donald Trump, terror threat. What are you saying there, Donald? Yeah, Trump on the San Bernardino killers. Trump is one of these guys that is... The guy's saying things like... He's got, by the way, that spokesman, he's got that Cohen. What a fucking sack of shit, that guy. Gee, I don't even want to go into it. How you doing, baby? She jumped... And then my hand was holding her paw, and she twisted around to get away. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry. And she hit the fan, and I think, like, I might have hurt. I didn't hurt her paw. Baby, I went, you know, Papa wouldn't hurt you. You know that. I was just trying to get you up here to say hi to the folks today. Sorry, honey. Sorry to do that to you, babe. Didn't mean to do that to you. Okay? Good girl. Good girl. Yeah, that's a good girl. I didn't mean to... Didn't mean to hurt you, babes. You're my buddy, huh? You're my buddy. She's a real, I think it's the breed, man. I think she's part Maine Coon, and they're jumpy as shit. Jumpy, man. She's like, I mean, cats are jumpy, but this dude, she's jumpy. She's a good bug hunter. She hunts up bugs for me, but I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to hurt your hand, okay? Oops, excuse me, babe. Yeah, I didn't mean to hurt your hand, baby. Yeah, that's a good girl. Yeah, I didn't mean to hurt your hand, babe. Her hand, her paw. I could put you up here on the table, but you're going to step on some of those keyboards, doll, and then it goes haywire when you do that. Okay, sweetie. Okay, you're my good girl. All right, that's a good girl. Okay, she looks like she's falling asleep. You want me to put you down on the floor here? She got brushed out, too. She flips out. She's got a lot of fucking hair, you know, and she's got to get this brush out kind of a deal. And cats are a whole... other thing, but you know, they're okay, you know, they're okay. I've always liked cats. I never had a problem with cats. They just get their own vibe, you know. You gotta just let them fucking do their thing. But I do want to get a dog. I need to get a medium-sized dog for the size yard that we have. A beach house here, there's not a lot of lot, you know. And I need to get a medium-sized dog. They say get a dog that matches your energy. My energy? I get off the air, man. I'm sitting there just... you know, watching TV. So, it would be very interesting. Can't you hear the thun... Hey, here's the girl from... No, it's not her. No, okay, thank God. I was going to say, there is a... I don't even want to get into it. How you doing, babe? All right. Good girl. Yeah, that's a good girl. You all right, sweetie? I didn't hurt you, did I? Okay, baby. And I'll tell you one thing. Some people have a thing for being... not a lot of people. Mostly kids that have a thing for cruelty to animals, particularly cats. And I don't know. I honest to fucking God, I don't know what I'd do if I ever came across anybody hurting an animal. That's why I worry that I'm going to wind up... My last days on this earth will be spent... in fucking prison somewhere because I have, I just have a feeling like I'm gonna, you know, or I want to punish, you know, somebody or something. And that doesn't mean I'm gonna go into a fucking restaurant with a gun and start shooting. I'm not talking about that. I'm not crazy, you know. It's just that there's going to be a situation. I hope it doesn't happen. I'll wind up getting myself killed is what'll happen. I mean, that's the... I'll wind up me... All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got a Christmas card here from Alice Carboni. Alice, Merry Christmas. What? Publishing my novel. Oh, there you go, Alice. You're right, honey. Coffee with Alice has come to a halt. It was an interesting experience. It gave me more than I had hoped. Unfortunately, it didn't work from a professional point of view. And on top of that, I'm entirely focused on my new book, a nonfiction on the clean language therapeutic journey that I have embarked on and that has helped me immensely to heal, developing my authentic self. I'm pleasantly busy enjoying life, love, and building my new family. Publishing my novel wasn't the gratifying experience that I had dreamed of or expected, so I don't really have expectations anymore. Well, look, you know, I shouldn't probably be reading this, but General Galen Shaw will have thoughts and feelings on that, because we are going to have General Galen Shaw here today.
Well, I'll tell you something, General Shaw. Down. Well, Phil, we got a front on the freeway right now. Phil, there's Bob Akin here, traffic, and I got unpleasant. Well, Phil, out here on the 5-town 15 free, and out here on the 53 freeway, to go see if I sense of the car out there. I was glad to sit down to make the most building room, and there's a looking little over here with a crab burn. And it's a crab burn in that place, they have the scrap can. I got a crab can, I got a scrap that can. Here comes Skyboy right now. Skyboy, what a pleasant.
I got him up, see, I'm Skyboy. I'm saying, I'm in. Man, it's not a car, it's not out there.
Oh.
There are three fatalities. Three fatalities that we know of. Oh, that's all we know this time.
So I'm down scrolling and I can't about that. I got about those that.
Three fatalities right on the 405, 16.
Down. 9 pounds of swinging meat.
I'm kind of on 16. I've got to pull it. I'm going to let you get it down here. I'm down with the J-Pants.
I'm down here on the freeway and it looks pretty good.
That's it, but what?
It is. That's a good point. You're always making these cogent points, Bob.
All right, Bonnie Sting and Swallow Lane.
It's a fiddling, Bonnie said to Dugan. Dugan said to Dugart and Dick Grimstein.
You're a Skyboy, you're a piece of shit.
Don't fuck you. I'm a Skyboy. I don't know what the hell I have.
I'm going out to Sky Baby.
I think we're going to go from Bob to Sky Boy to Sky Baby and to Flying Baby.
I'm going to go down to Flying Baby.
That's right, Sky Baby. We have a thank you, Sky Baby, and all the best to you from the California Highway Patrol.
Hi, Sky Baby. It's Pat Sandler, man. And Bob Brown. I got the 9 pounds of swinging meat.
Egypt's John Stewart. All right. What is this? What are you doing, man? What is this? Testing. I can hear your heart breaking inside. I can see the thing happening from your brain. Trump defense call to ban Muslims into the U.S. too. The John Stewart of the Middle East. This is who this cat is. Yeah, and I'll tell you something right now here in Egypt, and I'm downtown Cairo. I see that with the cats and kittens every day. I'm in a lot of the bars, and people are saying Trump is kooky. He's getting kookier as the days roll by. Look at him with the wig. I can tell you're not going to find anybody in Egypt. And I thought you were from Egypt. No, I'm from Egypt. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to get this shit off before I flip my fucking lid. What? Oh, man, Bruce Willis looks old. Anthony Bourdain. No, what in the fuck? This TV here is scaring me, man. Fucking scaring me. All right, good. Oh, that god... Jesus, that fucking Viking game. What's the score of this piece of shit? And Ronda Rousey is going to fight... again, but who it is, I don't know. All right. What? What are you doing, man? Fuck. God damn. When she beat the shit, that fucking Holly Holm beat the shit out of Rousey, man. Ain't two ways about it, man. Beat the fucking shit out of her. And apparently she was extremely depressed. Of course, you can understand that. And she said, I didn't think it would ever happen. She said, I didn't think I would lose. I didn't think my body would let me down, is the way she put it. And even after she got tagged She kept telling herself, I'm okay, I'll get back into it. I'm okay, let's get back into it. But she said she was going downhill from the very first very first punch that landed, and that she was disoriented. She was disoriented from that part forward. I think the word was her confidence drained out of her. When home really, you know, tagged her good, and she felt some teeth loosened, and she also felt, she said, she felt the teeth loosen, and she felt the lips split. And she said that was a new experience, obviously, for her. And she, you know, was freaked out, as any of us would be. Okay. Any of us would be. That's the thing that I think you have to understand. Ronda Rousey is one of these individuals. I think she's a wonderful... Ronda Rousey. Well, Ronda Rousey is a wonderful individual, and I think she's one of these people that is going to be... I think Ronda Rousey is going to be a...
Now, you have moved... Come on in and sit out here, Don. You've moved to L.A.
That is correct, yes.
And you're going to be doing what?
Well, General, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be involving myself in sports commentary as much as I possibly can, you know.
And are you working now for a network?
At present, no, I'm not. At present, right now, what I'm doing is I'm trying to do as much as I can, because I think my forte is sports. I think it always has been sports. And especially when I look at this Rousey, I think Ronda Rousey taught us all a lesson. I think Ronda Rousey taught us that she is fallible, that she is FOIA.
Well, she...
Well, I like that, okay.
You didn't interview...
That's what happened. I mean, that's the best I can do for you this morning.
That's the best you can do? Well, if you don't mind me saying, Don, it's not very good.
Well, I could get into critiquing your job, but I...
Oh, you could, huh? Well, if you want to step up to the plate, go ahead and take a few cuts. You're more than welcome. You know.
Let's see.
Now, let's not do that. Excuse me, I'm the host of the show. You know, I'll make the fucking decisions for the fucking team. Okay?
Well, you're channeling Tommy Lasorda. That's what you're doing. You're channeling Tommy Lasorda. Are you doing that?
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm doing. I'm channeling Tommy Lasorda.
All right. Where are we at, man? And what are we going to do, Chef Turkey spinach hash? And then what we're going to do is we're going to...
The flowers gone.
Incoming!
Lord!
Here! God damn, that hurts!
All right, man, now here's what I want to do. This is the thing that I forgot. Got playlist. I'm going to go to music. And here's what I do. I'm going to go over here to tune. And I go to pum 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 pum.
Just like a guy for his bed.
Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I
I got that.
What I'm talking about, so shove it up your ass and let's be jolly. You really bug me, Molly. All right, here we go. We are ready to go, man. I'm very, very happy to say we're ready to go. Phil Hendry Show from McGraw.